Japan's devastation sows the seeds for incredible outreach. Russia's streets erupt in protest over the election outcome, and an immunization project in Uganda is spinning its wheels. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Japan, where 45 tons of radioactive water leaked from the Fukushima power station over the weekend. While this is another setback in the March 11th devastating earthquake and resulting tsunami, Asian Access's Joe Handley says churches are now helping with small business creation and more. However, the churches now need space to handle the incredible growth and new opportunities. Handley says they've
started to establish centers for hope. And they're hoping to build some buildings that will be dormitories and relief centers so that they can kind of move out of the just use your church 24/7 to providing an actual relief center.
These centers could be instrumental in seeing many turn to Christ. Financial support and more are needed. Handley says,
this is a new season in Japan. Pastor after pastor said to me, Joe, we need hundreds of missionaries to come to Japan. This is the hour.
Go to our website to connect with Asian Access. Next, thousands of protesters filled the streets in Russia after election results were announced. They're claiming the polls were rigged. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
those claims were backed by some international observers, pointing to some procedural violations and alleged ballot stuffing and other things.
The results left Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's party, United Russia, in charge. Griffith says voter reaction tells a story.
What it tells you is maybe the Russian people aren't quite as satisfied as maybe some of the pundits would have had you believe.
What remains to be seen is what kinds of changes United Russia will implement.
As we've seen some of the countries around Russia, such as Kazakhstan, implement these draconian religion laws, you sort of wonder if we are going to see this beginning to be pushed in Russia eventually, and it's our hope and prayer that that doesn't happen.
Keep praying.
We really need to lift up the arms and lift up the hands of the local evangelical church there as they seek to reach their country with the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The debt crisis in Greece has led to talk of a new treaty for the European Union. President Sarkozy and Chancellor Merkel of France and Germany respectively say measures must be increased to ensure the crisis isn't repeated elsewhere. AMG International's Paul Jenks agrees something has to be done.
In decades gone by, when a country would slip into huge debt like Greece has done, they would just devalue their currency. But because they're all using the euro, they don't have that freedom anymore, and so they have to be on the same page fiscally. And if it doesn't happen, a Lehman Brothers type financial crisis for the whole world is not inconceivable.
A stricter EU treaty would help, but it won't be easy for anyone. The good news is, in Greece,
it seems that as the people in the street face these huge financial challenges, it is causing them to look up.
Meanwhile, are you a college student eager to affect change? Or do you know a student like this? A summer internship with Compassion International could be the perfect fit. Compassion is looking for several interns who have a passion for sharing Christ and eradicating poverty. Interns get to work behind the scenes in the U.S. as well as hands-on in the Dominican Republic. Most college students have to do an internship, but this one's paid. Apply by clicking on the link at our website. And there's good news and bad news coming out of Uganda. First, the good news. Uganda's child immunization rates have been on the upswing. Now the bad news. More than 80 kids will die in the next 24 hours because their parents couldn't afford basic health care. ION Network has an immunization project where $30 provides protection against disease. The project also introduces Christ into communities. Here's the kicker, though. It has no support. We've got the details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to the Christ of Christmas. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.